Good talking to you.
So this is timely. We got a situation at Michigan where a head coach has got a quarterback with concussion symptoms and puts him back in the game, and he could lose his job over this. What does treatment for a concussion look like?
Well, treatment for concussion is classically described as just rest. I mean, you rest the brain from schoolwork and from TVs and video games, and then also to rest the brain from activity. So it's really kind of two parts. Brain rest from a blood flow perspective and from a concentration perspective.
You have a coach there at Michigan who's, you see his quarterback comes off, he gets, big hit, he's wobbly, he comes off. And what symptoms should people be looking for in a situation like that? What is a concussion? What are the symptoms?
So there's really a list of several symptoms, up to 22 different symptoms that you can get. But the most common are headache. 95 to 98% of kids with concussions have some sort of head pain. The other things that are more alarming are confusion, vomiting, visual problems, so loss of memory. So if they come off a hit and they don't even remember getting hit, then that's usually a red flag. Nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and then you can get sleep-type symptoms. You just have a hard time getting to sleep days after the hit. And then the thing that's most hard to recognize and is harder to see is the behavioral stuff. They get depressed, or they get anxious, or they get fearful. Like a change in behavior can be sometimes the only manifesting symptom of a concussion.
How long, if a kid gets a concussion, how long should they sit out?
So, by kid, so there's kind of a break-off. Yeah. So from 17, 18 and older, usually 90% of those get better in 7 to 10 days. So 3 to 5 days, usually when you kind of really lay it low, and then you start working slowly back into activity. But if you're younger, I mean, the most recent data is showing that they take a little bit longer to come out of this. So if you're a teenager or a preteen or even a kid, sometimes it can take up to 10, 14 days before you're really back to normal.
We're talking to Dr. John Buchanan. It is a Legacy Wellness Wednesday. And by the way, we'll have our Legacy Health head-to-toe event in the Bing Lounge on October 22nd with Dr. Buchanan to talk about kids and concussions. You can go to legacyhealth.org/healthyheadtotoe.com to register for that event. Second impact syndrome, what are the consequences? What is that?
So second impact is getting another blow to the head when you're already symptomatic. So if you have a concussion, your brain immediately reacts to protect itself. So you clamp down on the blood vessels, so you reduce the risk of bleeding. So the first thing is like, what's going to kill me right now? The brain's like, okay, I'm going to bleed into my brain. This is a problem. So I need to save my life. So it clamps down on those blood vessels. And because of that, you have this transient hypoxia, this period of time where the brain doesn't get as much oxygen, which is why you get all those symptoms. I got to slow down what my brain is doing because it's not getting all the oxygen it needs. And then as those blood vessels slowly start to open back up, just to test to make sure the brain's okay, if you were to take another blow at that point, you already have that period of time where you're not getting all the oxygen you need, and that second hit would clamp those blood vessels down even more. You can get things like seizures and stroke-type symptoms, and sometimes people even die.
We talked about consequences. We talked about what a concussion looks like or what the symptoms are.
Yeah.
When do you need to see a specialist? When do you, what would be a sign which says, all right, I need to go in and see a Legacy doctor?
Anytime the symptoms last for longer than the expected. So 90% of these patients get better in a week, 10 days. If you're still having symptoms after that, they could be concerning for what we call post-concussive syndrome. Now, they don't technically get the diagnosis of post-concussive syndrome until they've had symptoms for 6 to 8 weeks. But it's during that period of time from 10 days up to 2 or 3 weeks when you can really start to do stuff. There's medications you can use to help with the symptoms. There's some new data out there about getting people slowly back into activity below the threshold of pain where it increases blood flow just enough to improve healing without actually making the symptoms worse.
We've all seen boxing matches where a guy gets knocked out and he's saying, he's shaking his head going, I'm okay, I'm okay, and you clearly know he's not. His legs are wobbling. He doesn't look right. At Michigan, Brady Hoke, the coach there, says, look, hey, if there's something wrong with my quarterback, he wouldn't have wanted to go back in. There's so much wrong with that statement, isn't
right.
there?
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing is because they try to convince me or convince the coach that they don't have the symptoms. And so, athletes want to get out back on the game. Even if they can't remember the hit, they want to get out there because that's where they belong. The adrenaline's pumping. They're down a little bit. They're the star player. They're like, coach, send me back in. And you know, those are the ones you really got to be careful with. And you got to watch the way they walk. You got to watch if they're shaking their head. You got to ask them those questions about memory. What's the score? What quarter are we in? If they can't answer those questions, they're not going to be allowed back in the game.
All right, so as a quick litmus test or a test that every parent can have on the sideline if they're there at a soccer game or a volleyball match or wherever their kid has this injury is, you'd ask them what day it is, do you know what the score is, anything else? Are you looking for signs as well as listening for responses?
Yeah, so the memory stuff is usually pretty obvious. If they've got that, then it's definitely a concussion. But there's some more subtle things like balance. You get them to stand on one leg, and if they normally have great balance and they're starting to veer off to one side, that's a pretty sensitive indication that they've got a concussion. So it's balance, it's head shaking, and it's, you know, sensitivity to light. So an athlete can look me in the eye and say they don't have a headache, but if I shine a light in their eyes and they wince, they got a headache. They're sensitive to light, and that's one of those symptoms you got to watch for.
Dr. John Buchanan, thank you. We will continue this discussion, another part of this leading into our head-to-toe event in the Bing Lounge on the 22nd.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.